This morning, Coffee Mumbo Jumbo has gone back to an all-time favorite espresso blend. At least last year, it was really rated very highly amongst those that I really liked best. And a couple of days ago, almost a week ago, I had a bit of a shock coming back to one of my all-time favorite espresso blends. I ran out of coffee, and down the road, there is a shop that has this very special blend that I was so in love with. So I got some beans, tried it, and my palate got a bit of a shock. There was some bitterness in there, which I hadn't detected earlier on. There was, well, just not that really lovely, familiar taste that I was longing for when reaching back to that specific espresso blend. And I voiced my concern and I inquired that maybe the blend had changed. I was assured it hasn't. And so a good company just really gets to the bottom of things and they sent me another bag just to be sure whether I could reconciliate myself with that particular blend. And I must say, I am so happy that today, and I'm going to reveal that it is the Old Press Red Church Espresso Blend that I'm talking about. And I've just pulled some shots on the R58, and I must say that it is completely different to those beans that I got a few days ago, just down the road, decanted from a 3-kilo bag. Now, maybe, just maybe, there was something wrong with this batch. I don't know, because I gave, as I always do, give all my beans all the attention that it deserves, and I thought I'd done the right thing. Anyway, coming back to today, I must say my all-time favorite is back. I wouldn't say it is still my all-time favorite, because the interesting thing about coffees is that your palate moves along with the artisan roasters that are all trying to do something slightly different. Now, All Press is more on the traditional side, more of the Milanese espresso roast, and it is very, very nice. Now, what it is just more chocolatey, but I'm fortunate that this didn't have any of that bitterness that I was so shocked with last week. So I am reconciled is the actual bottom line of this. I've made an espresso, I've made a cappuccino, and it is really lovely. I'm going to have just made another one now for that boo especially, and I'm just going to put my lips to it. Actually drew quite a nice little latte art on there as well. Now really, what it is a very comforting, warming milk drink. Of course, you do feel that you're drinking coffee. Now, you know, with all the other roasters that are taking their roast slightly lighter, maybe even keeping it as a single origin and stuff, they have all a special, special place in my heart, on my palate, and all the respect that I can give all these different roasters. It is just, you have to, now that you have so many different roasts and roasters to choose from, you can actually really choose what the palate likes on a specific day, on a specific time of day, depending who you're with, depending what you're eating. You can really fine-tune what you want. Now, this espresso blend, the All Press Red Chest Espresso Blend, is really beautiful. It definitely has more of a dark chocolatey finish and a really lovely, it is smooth. It is much smoother than what I had a week ago, which is so great. And I'm so relieved because I couldn't have been wrong to like that as much as I like it. Of course not. And then of course there are all the lighter roasts. And only yesterday have I tried the Cult of Doan Espresso, which is a single origin, the version 12. I also like, it is just completely different. And I'm going to go back to it later today because I just need to see whether another day of rest has helped that body to mature. So bottom line is, a lot of espressi, a lot of roasters have their place. And it is so fascinating yet again to just know that there are such differences in roasts. And I know that Oprah's just take that roast a little further. So probably what you also feel, not only is that a blend of about 4 or 5 different beans, but by taking it further, you get more of that roasting flavor. And I guess the roasting flavor would also give you that more kind of chocolatey finish. Not only the beans, of course, as well with their quality, but it is a lovely, lovely milk drink. And as an espresso itself, I also kept it neat. Just drinking it again, it is just stronger. It gives you that bite. So if you want a bit of a bite, then really go for it. Don't get me wrong, there is no bitterness in it anymore, which I'm really, really pleased about. So thanks again to Allpress. Thanks to Agnes for giving me another chance to reconciliate with the Allpress Retro Espresso Blend.